This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Schools across Colorado expect to offer fewer school meals when federal waivers expire in June. School nutrition directors are trying to pressure Congress to keep school meals free for all. Durango School District's Matthew Poling says if he had to find one positive from the pandemic,
it would be that we provided all children the right and opportunity to be provided a healthy meal at school.
Schools say the waivers meant less stigma and fewer children going hungry. Colorado middle schools will be able to offer hunter education under a new state law. Volunteer instructors will be certified by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Students who pass will be eligible to apply for hunting permits. A bill to delay a new fee on gasoline is moving through the Colorado State House. CPR's Benta Berkland explains.
Last year, Democratic state lawmakers passed a number of fees to put $5 billion into roads, transit, and electric vehicles. A 2-cent fee per gallon of gasoline was set to go into effect this July. But now Democrats want to delay that fee until April of 2023. Conservative groups are suing over these fee increases. They say voters should decide. Republicans at the Capitol also say they want a longer-term fix, not a delay. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The biggest electric provider to much of the rural West says it will phase out its coal-burning power plants by 2030. State regulators have approved that plan from Tri-State Generation. Temperatures getting warmer across the state. Sunny skies today and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.